Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. PHR, PHR, NSPHR, SPA Exam Success by AARR is presented as a complete study guide for the Human Resource Certification Institute series of professional and senior HR credentials. Its subject is exam preparation rather than general career advice, and its purpose is to help candidates organize their review around the knowledge expectations associated with PHR, PHR, SPHR, and SPHR, NSPHR paths, because these credentials differ in level and geographic orientation. The book is best understood as a consolidated preparation resource for HR practitioners who need both operational and strategic review. The title emphasizes full HRCI alignment, which places the guide within the practical test preparation genre: structured content, certification terminology, domain awareness, and exam readiness. Available public information does not provide a detailed table of contents or verified reader feedback, so the most reliable interpretation is that the book focuses on systematic preparation for HRCI-aligned HR certification exams across domestic and international tracks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a consolidated guide for the PHR, PHR, NSPHR, NSPHR aspiration tracks. The most distinctive feature signaled by the book is its combined treatment of four HRCI credentials rather than a single exam. PHR and SPHR are commonly associated with HR practice in the United States, while PHRI and SPHR are designed for professionals working in international contexts. Bringing these tracks together can be useful because many HR knowledge areas overlap, including workforce planning, employee relations, compensation, learning, and risk management. At the same time, the exams are not identical, so a consolidated guide must help readers distinguish common foundations from credential-specific expectations. For example, a candidate preparing for a professional-level exam needs strong command of implementation and operational decision-making, while a senior-level candidate must interpret HR problems through broader organizational strategy. The value of the book, therefore, lies in its series. Based framing, it can reduce fragmentation for candidates comparing multiple HRCI pathways or deciding which credential fits there. Experience. This structure is especially relevant for HR practitioners whose work crosses national boundaries or who want a single reference before selecting a specific exam. Secondly, professional-level knowledge separated from senior strategic HR judgment. The inclusion of both PHR and SPHR-level credentials points to an important distinction in HR certification preparation. Knowing HR procedures is not the same as evaluating HRR strategy. Professional-level preparation generally emphasizes the application of established HR practices, compliance responsibilities, employee lifecycle processes, and day-to-day problem-solving. Senior-level preparation typically requires a broader view of how HR decisions support business goals, workforce risk, organizational change, and leadership priorities. A useful guide for both levels must therefore train candidates to recognize the level of judgment being tested. The same topic, such as compensation or talent development, can appear in different forms depending on whether the exam expects operational execution or strategic analysis. This matters because many candidates fail to adjust their thinking from memorizing definitions to evaluating scenarios. By positioning itself across PHR and SPHR as well as PHRI and SPHRI, the book addresses this layered progression within the HR profession. Its practical importance is not merely content coverage, but helping readers calibrate how deeply and strategically they should reason on exam questions. Thirdly, domestic and international HR preparation within one study framework. A notable implication of covering PHR and SPHR and SPHR and SPHR is that the guide recognizes the difference between country-specific HR practice and international HR practice and capability. Domestic HR preparation, especially for United States-oriented credentials, commonly involves attention to local employment law, regulatory compliance, and established workplace practices. International preparation requires a broader lens because HR professionals may need to evaluate policies across jurisdictions, cultures, and organizational structures. The book title does not provide a detailed list of legal or regional topics, so it would be inaccurate to claim specific coverage beyond the certification scope it names. Still, the combined framing suggests that readers are expected to think about HR principles that travel across borders as well as rules that depend on context. This is important for candidates in multinational organizations, remote work environments, or globally distributed teams. A study guide that keeps domestic and international pathways visible in the same preparation plan can help candidates avoid treating HR as a single uniform system. It encourages attention to both standardized professional knowledge and contextual adaptation. Fourthly, exam preparation built around applied HR domains rather than isolated memorization. HRCI exams are generally designed to assess whether candidates can apply HR knowledge in professional situations, not simply recall terminology. A guide marketed as fully aligned with the HRCI series, therefore, needs to organize preparation around practical domains of HR work. These domains typically include planning, employee relations, talent acquisition, learning, total rewards, risk, and organizational effectiveness, though the exact weighting depends on the credential. The important point is that exam readiness depends on recognizing how these areas interact. A workforce planning question may also involve budgeting, compliance risk, or leadership communication. A compensation question may require ethical judgment, market awareness, or policy consistency. For this reason, the book's value is likely strongest when used as a framework for connecting concepts to decision-making. Candidates benefit from asking why one HR action is more appropriate than another under given constraints. This approach reduces over-reliance on memorized definitions and strengthens scenario interpretation, which is central to professional certification exams. The guide's HRCI-aligned positioning makes domain-based study the logical organizing principle behind its preparation purpose. Lastly, practical strengths and limitations of an all-in-one HRCI study resource. An all-in-one HRCI series guide offers convenience, but it also requires disciplined use by the reader. Its strength is breadth. Candidates can review related credentials, compare professional and senior expectations, and keep international options visible without purchasing separate books at the outset. This is especially helpful for HR professionals still deciding whether PHR, SPHR, HR, HR, ESBH matches their experience. However, breadth can also create a limitation. Candidates preparing for a single exam must avoid spending too much time on material that belongs primarily to another credential level or jurisdictional focus. The most effective use of this kind of book is therefore selective and exam-specific. Readers should pair the guide with the current HRCI exam content outline for their chosen credential, then use the book to reinforce weak areas and clarify overlapping concepts. Because no substantial independent reviews or detailed public summaries are available, its quality cannot be judged by verified reader consensus. Its realistic value should be assessed by how clearly it maps content to the chosen HRCI exam and how well it supports applied practice. In conclusion, PHR, PHR, and SPHR. SPHRE exam success is best suited for HR professionals who are preparing for an HRCI credential and want a single guide that frames the major professional and senior certification pathways together. It may be particularly useful for candidates comparing domestic and international options. Practitioners moving from operational HR work towards strategic responsibilities, and readers who want to understand how PHR-level knowledge differs from SPHR-level judgment. The practical benefit is organizational. Instead of approaching exam preparation as a scattered collection of terms, candidates can view HR knowledge through certification tracks, domain expectations, and applied decision-making. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of how HR practice changes across level and context, from daily implementation to broader workforce strategy. Compared with single exam study books, this title stands out through its combined HRCI series positioning. That breadth can make it more flexible, though candidates should still verify their target exam outline and focus their study accordingly. Because public information about the book is limited, its strongest realistic differentiator is not a documented teaching method or reviewer consensus, but its stated aim of covering PHR, PHR, and SPHR, and SPHR Asian in one HRCI-aligned resource. If you would like to support AARR, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.